Good morning, Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there.
So I saw something, and I've heard this before, but I thought this was interesting. The musical taste that you gravitate to in life, like if you are, for you, a boy band fan, or you like a certain group or a certain artist or something like that, more than likely, you cultivated that love when you were in your early teens, like 13, 14, 15 years old, and it sticks with you the rest of your life.
Okay, very formative years then.
Yeah, so whatever musical taste you grow to love in your early teen years, that's the music that's going to stick with you kind of the rest of your life. So like, for me, I was kind of a rock guy, so it was like Guns N' Roses. And Roses, the Metallicas, the Led Zeppelins, the classic rock. I was kind of a rock and alternative guy in my early teen years. So like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, those classic alternative bands and things like that. I kind of loved like I said, Guns N' Roses and stuff like that.
Nickelback.
Now Nickelback, I did grow to enjoy Nickelback a little bit beyond the teen years, but I would have said that would have been about 10 years later, about early 20s. So
okay,
yeah.
Just wanted to make sure you gave them a shout out.
Yeah, of course, the greatest rock band of all time, Nickelback, can't a segment
them.
About music,
yeah,
without mentioning Nickelback.
For sure.
But yeah, so basically your taste in music starts when you're in your early teens, and basically you're going to like what you like by the time you hit 20. And then after that, you're not trying to discover new things on average. I mean, there are the people that are like, oh no, I love discovering new music. And, they...
Why did you turn into a grandpa with that?
I love... all that newfangled stuff. But mostly it's the people that are just like, hey, you know what? I like what I like, and you can't change my mind now.
I will say that I was vehemently against country music, vehemently. And I have grown to love quite a few artists, Morgan Wallen being one of them. I think it's because of the whole, pop kind of crossover. I like the more pop sounding country.
You don't like the twangy.
I'm not a George Strait fan.
Like old classic country.
Right. I've gotten there.
I got
yet.
My girl, my truck, and my Budweiser.
My husband's all in that.
Okay.
But yes. But
maybe
no, I'm
you had that and you
the...
never knew it.
Maybe.
I do enjoy the classic, like Garth Brooks and some of those. I'll enjoy some of those. Mm. And I got to be honest, yes, the Morgan Wallens, they write, he writes
catchy songs.
Yeah, like Maren Morris and a lot of the female country artists that are out now have a lot of pop country that's pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that's out now that it's good. But, yes, my whole point is whatever you're listening to in your early teens – up until your late teens,
that's your lane.
That's pretty much your lane for the rest of your life.
Okay.
But Kelly, I guess you're an outlier. You.
I am a little bit. I have evolved.
Yeah.
I've morphed a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
I was also, along with the boy bands, I was also like very R&B.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense because that was the era.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy bands, R&B,
Al B.
all
Sure.
that.
Yeah. I was, Shy.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
all those, H-Town,
oh,
all
gosh.
Those. Yeah. That's going back.
A little bit. A little
but
bit.
But yeah, that was my jam, too.
It is. Just a...
That was my CD collection. Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're doing this for all the ladies.
For all the ladies, a.k.a. Kelly K. right
That's
now.
That's right.
All right. All right, Kelly K.
9-year-old DeAndre Coleman was just honored for his bravery by the Buffalo police and the mayor for getting help for his mom when she had a seizure back in April. He said he remembered what his dad said when he saw his mom start to go into the seizure.
When anybody have a seizure, just any cops around, just ask them for help. Because I want to cross the street, because I want to be a great citizen and be a great person. They came into my house and helped me.
While officers called for help and provided first aid to his mom, DeAndre took care of his siblings.
I take care of my little sister and brothers. One is 4, one is 5, and I'm 9.
Yeah, and then, so then he was able to, like, gather clothes and his mom's medicine, and his mom is doing much better now. But, yeah,
that's good.
He didn't panic. He knew what to do, ran to get help, and saw that officers were responding to another call across the street, ran over and got him, and just a brave little boy. You can see his story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
All right, time to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hey!
Hey! Jennifer's got blonde hair, sorry, bleach blonde hair.
Ooh, nice.
Drives a Kia Sorento, is a facility administrator, and has been married, just celebrated 8 years earlier this month.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that!
That's awesome.
No 7-year itch for Jennifer, right?
Nope.
Not. Absolutely not.
Okay, she hesitated a little bit, but that's fine. I think it's good. It's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was asking Jennifer, I was like, are you at the point in your relationship where it's just like a couple cards and that's it for the anniversary celebration, or do you do something more? And she was like, well, he got me flowers. So that was good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Maybe we go out to dinner.
He did. We did not this year. We thought about it, but we didn't. Yeah. He just sent me flowers to work. They were pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's sweet. Getting them at work is really nice.
Now, is your guy a flowers sort of guy? Does he send you flowers for different occasions frequently, or is it like a once in a blue moon sort of thing?
It's more of a once in a blue moon. He doesn't do it all the time.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't do flowers a lot. So I feel like...
To the point where your wife is suspicious if you do.
Well...
What'd you do?
To the point where when I do bring flowers, she says, did you get them free from the radio station?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, okay.
Still pretty though, right?
But still, they're flowers,
still
right?
Beautiful.
Let's not worry how I got them. Let's not worry about that part. Anyways, Jennifer, we're going to play a game called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult? Sometimes difficult to tell.
Yep. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I got caught running a bootleg gift certificate scam for Toys R Us.
Wow. Okay.
I'm kind of thinking little kid on this one.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just because it's Toys R Us, but...
it was a while ago, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I'm going with little kid.
All right.
I'll agree.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Little kid, bootleg gift cards to Starting Toys early. R Us.
And my mom was like really into BOGO deals. So I knew the appeal of coupons. So I made these $100 Toys R Us gift certificates.
Wait a minute.
She made them? Oh, that is worse.
And sold them for $25 each.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And the kids at school, man, they were loving it. Uh-huh. And I was making bank until one of the kids actually used it.
Yeah.
And their parent ended up calling my parents and the school.
Oh,
I had to pay back, like, double the money.
Ooh.
I was suspended for 3 days and grounded for a month.
Wow.
Wow.
What a...
That went much harder. Like, I thought she was going to be like, well, my mom got, like... I took the free one that my mom got, and then I sold that, so it still had value. No, she was just making her own Kentuckiana deal of the week. Spend $25, get $100 to spend at Toys R Us.
Yeah, she was writing on a piece of paper, Toys R Us, $100. Here you
Heck
go.
Heck of a deal.
Love that. All right, you are one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I woke up with chocolate frosting, peanuts, and corn in my hair.
Wait, peanuts. I was going to say, let me play that again. Was it peanuts or something else?
I woke up with chocolate frosting, peanuts, and corn in my hair.
Peanuts and corn and chocolate frosting in the hair. What a combo.
Yeah.
That one's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going to go with drunk adult and hope that maybe it was, I don't know. I don't even want to say it. maybe he had a rough night.
Maybe it'd be college. All right. I'm feeling like college age adults.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, Kelly, are you saying drunk adult too?
Yeah.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult. It was.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes! Oh! You got it!
Oh!
Drunk adult!
Wow, peanuts.
Peanuts in his hair.
We had a big party, and the last thing I remember was trying to make out with this girl. The next day, I woke up to chocolate frosting, peanuts, and corn in my head. When I asked my roommate what happened, he said the girl I was trying to make out with was our friend's girlfriend who was visiting. The chocolate frosting prank was their way of saying I was a total head.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's funny. That's funny. That's good.
Oh, what a lesson.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, you're doing great. Two for two. Here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got attacked by a goose at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
Attacked by a goose at a Mexican restaurant. That doesn't happen every day.
Oh. That one's hard, too. I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm thinking Mexican margaritas. She probably was like...
Come here, goosey.
Yeah.
I do feel like come here, goosey is probably a part of it, but I was thinking more of the little kid.
All right.
Like, hey, I want to pet it, give it a hug.
All right, something. So Kelly's saying little kid.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you're saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, little kid. Wow.
And we were eating at this popular Mexican restaurant. And when we went to leave, there were these two baby geese by one of the flower pots. And when I went to do what any kid would want to do and pet them,
this
screaming lunatic mama goose just came like walking like at me and charging right at me. And as my dad picked me up, it bit my leg.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, don't mess with Mama Goose.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Jennifer. Yeah. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh, yay. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yes. Holiday World, you got yourself a couple tickets for that. So congratulations. Enjoy. Have fun. Thank you for hanging out with the show. And I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right.
You know, I have my own goose story that maybe someday I will reveal in Little Kid Drunk Adult.
Okay. Well, I have my own scam story that actually happened this weekend. I was the victim of it, though. I wasn't the scam.
Is that a little kid drunk adult story?
No, it's just a little story of strangers showing up at my house.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of like trying to sell you $100 in Toys R Us gift cards.
Trying to buy something they thought that we were selling that somebody on the internet is giving our address out for now.
Oh, that's fun. All right, so little kid drunk adult, if you want to be a part of this... then we need your submission.
Yes, we do. We need your story. So if you think you got one that could go either way in people's minds, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story. Email us a voice note of you saying it all, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult. All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which you would describe as...
that's an example of what not to do.
Doing stunts for clout, nothing new. So if you can manage to make it through the day without hoisting a tightrope between two high-rises in downtown and attempting to walk it for clout, you're doing okay.
Oh, that sounds real dangerous. Probably against the law.
It is against the law. And again, this is even not something that is new. People have done this for decades, actually. Like stringing... there was a famous tightrope walker who strung... a line between the Twin Towers in New York City and famously walked between them.
Well, that was even like live streamed, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but even before like live streaming was a thing,
right.
that was a thing. But there was this daredevil apparently named Reckless Ben.
Reckless Ben?
Yep.
Oh, I love it already.
Yeah, he's got a YouTube channel and he does these sort of wild stunts, right? So what he did was he... strung a tightrope between two buildings that have been basically vacant for a few years in downtown LA and videoed it for YouTube. The news caught up with him on the ground and talked to him.
So the police are definitely after me, which is why it's very risky for me to be doing this interview. There's a police officer right there.
Yeah, so he like looks over his shoulder and there's just
Get arrested.
Well, he's just a parked cop. Just like on the side of the road. It's not like he's running after him or anything, but anyways.
If that police officer just turns his head and looks at me, I'm in jail, so it's like, I don't know, I gotta, but with great risk comes great rewards. It was very scary. I was looking down, because like when you get scared, you start to shake, and then when you shake, the line shakes, then you fall off, and then I didn't want to fall, so you have to calm your mind.
I didn't want to fall.
Yeah.
That's
like,
what
you
he
know,
said. I didn't want to fall.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't do that.
Right, right.
So I'd calm my mind.
He was attached to the line. So if he did slip and fall, he wouldn't fallen all the way to the ground.
That was my next question. Was there any safety gear in place?
Yeah, he had kind of a harness around his waist that was attached to the line that he was walking on. But yeah, not something that we want to do, all right?
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
He said, with great risk comes great reward. I'm assuming he's talking about clout for his YouTube channel.
Did it work? Did he get a lot of new followers? I have to imagine that all the attention this story is now getting.
Probably.
It's probably going to help.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you just got to wonder. Yeah, you know, cabinet space in a kitchen is a great thing, right?
Sure.
But what do you put in the cabinet that is above the refrigerator that literally you can never get to without the use of a step stool or standing on a counter or something like that, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We've got tablecloths for different seasons, occasions,
sure,
holidays.
Right.
The massage gun is up there. And some of those wraps that you can put in the microwave and heat up that you can put around your neck.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of like the front on the bottom part so I can reach it still over the fridge.
Right. Yeah, like my wife uses tongs to get stuff out. Like she'll open it with tongs.
That's clever.
And then use tongs to get things out.
Useful.
I typically just stand on the counter like some sort of orangutan.
Yeah, and I do that too with the other cabinets for the stuff up at the very, very top.
Yeah, yeah. But ours,
that I can't reach.
Ours, you know, if it's a two cabinet situation above the fridge, one of the cabinets has liquors, maybe some alcohol that we don't hardly ever use. It's probably been up there for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other
all
side
that lives downstairs in the bar for us.
And then on the other side has baking pans and like just knickknacks.
There's baking pans up there?
Yeah, but like baking pans that we don't use all the time, like bundt cakes or you know, like molds of cakes that we aren't like typical or normal that we bought like one time to
maybe for the kids' birthdays when
they
were little.
Like to
it's a bunny shaped.
Right, exactly.
It's
like when the hell are we gonna use this again?
Yeah.
Oh, put it up above the fridge.
Oh, there you go. It's kind of a wasteland a little bit.
So we tossed it out on Facebook. Janet said, I present our Kazoo cabinet with a bunch of little marionette figurines and
what?
That's above. And she attached.
She's got marionettes above her fridge?
Well, they're not marionettes because marionettes are a specific thing, like, with like strings and stuff. But no,
right.
They're like little dolls, action figurines, things like that.
What the heck?
I love it. Several comments. Are you now looking at it?
Well, I just saw a picture Roxanne posted of some sort of, she goes, let me move the leg statue and check. Like there's a leg statue in front of the cabinet door sitting on top of the fridge. This is the most bizarre thing ever.
Mary posts a thing, a little TikTok that she made. And she was like, I made mine usable. And you know what, Mary? You can just go home. She put like a little rack that can contain bowls and little muffin tins and pizza pans and stuff like that.
Oh, that's very organized.
I know. Way too organized.
Oh, that is.
Way too organized.
That is goals.
Yeah. Amanda, I'm not climbing up there, but that's where I keep random less used travel cups and bottles, like cups that you get from the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, right?
Yes. All those free cups you've gotten at places for things, promotions and whatnot. Wow.
Yeah. Like, and Stacy's like, no clue. Can't reach it. My husband just put stuff up there.
I have no idea what's in there.
Sarah's like, I keep taxes and important paperwork.
Taxes
up above. Yeah.
And paperwork up there? Really?
Cindy from Simpsonville texted and we got dehydrated eggs.
That sounds like that's going to go sideways at some point, right?
Dehydrated eggs? I've never even heard of that.
I don't even know what that means. That's different from hard-boiled eggs, right?
I think.
Okay.
Holly says glasses, bowls. Oh, there may be a leprechaun up in the cabinet. Not really sure.
Sure, that would make sense. Oh, my goodness.
Another person said thinks it could be a portal to Narnia.
Yes, that is entirely possible. Oh, Lindsay's like a quesadilla maker and a waffle iron we rarely use. No, you need to get those out, Lindsay. Listen, let me just tell you. Our quesadilla maker was the best, most used, random, just, I saw it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was not on the list, was not seeking out a quesadilla maker, but we use that at least once or twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
That is amazing. Get that down, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Get it down now.
Sherry is like, I keep the Christmas dishes, the platters and the bowls for parties and other party supplies.
Sense.
I have to stand on a step stool whenever I need to get something from this cabinet. Yeah.
Yes.
That's one of those cabinets. And then there are a ton of people that are like, don't have one. And then Deborah rolls in, I have a TV above mine.
What? Okay.
Wow. All right. Love
that. Yeah, Amanda, collectible antiques I display during the holidays, hummingbird food, an old ashtray in case a guest needs to use one outside, and crap I don't want to look at.
Yeah, Julie says, I'm too short to reach. For all I know, it's a portal to a cool new universe.
It probably is.
If you want to see some of the pictures of other people, just go to Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. All right, so maybe you've heard in pop culture there is a rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and you're kind of scratching your head going, I've heard kind of people talking about it. I have no idea. Like,
can't we all just get along?
Whose side to take, what it's about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're not alone. Stars, celebrities who seem to be plugged into Hollywood have the same question. In fact, even though Tom Hanks might be 67 years old, he still wants to remain plugged into the latest rap beefs, and he wants to be at least knowledgeable, like, of the things that are happening on the internet, right?
I'm so floored that he, A, even knew about it, or that he even knows who Drake and Kendrick Lamar are. But Chet is kind of in that world.
So Chet Hanks is a rapper. Yes, it's his son.
Yes.
And so Tom texted his son, Chet, and just said, Big Mane, can you explain the Drake-Kendrick Lamar feud to me? So obviously, Tom calls Chet Big Mane, which is adorable. So Chet obliges his father and texts back a summary of the beef, which actually is fantastic.
It's hysterical.
To which, I'll try to, it's a really long text.
Yes, but and also you got to clean up some of the swears.
Oh, yeah. But he texted back a summary of the beef. And just was...
At 8:42 in the morning. Like,
yeah.
Tom texted him at 7:25 in the morning. Chet gets back to him 8:42 in the morning.
Right. So Chet basically describes it like this. Pretty much the sonic equivalent of when you took me to your high school in Oakland and we walked in on the basketball game and everybody started going nuts. Like, if you heard it, you would just automatically know how to crip walk with a stank face while clutching an Oscar in each hand with Marshawn Lynch, then dap him up and tell him town business, which solidified the win not only for Kendrick but the entire West Coast. So that's kind of like
That's the end, summary. Though. You're missing all of the detail.
Okay, so all right, I didn't want to go in on all this. So
no,
anyways,
you got to go in because people says, like me need to know.
All right, so Chet says, yeah. So Drake and this other dude, J. Cole, been saying that they, along with Kendrick, are the big three in rap. Then Kendrick puts out a song saying, blank the big three, it's just Big Me, initiating the beef. Then Drake was like, yo, you got small feet, you're like 5'5" or whatever. And then Kendrick was like, well, you're a deadbeat dad, and made fun of his Canadian accent.
What?
So Drake came back and was like, oh, yeah, well, I heard you hit your wife.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Literally, like 30 seconds later, Drake put out a diss overshadowing Drake's diss, where he pretty much methodically dismantled Drake's entire psyche
and called him
a blank for flirting with young girls and revealing Drake had another kid, which was he was hiding from the world, which...
turned out to be false.
Yes, turned out to be false. And
Drake came back as like, haha, I gotcha. I had people give you false info to make you look stupid.
But it didn't even matter because then Kendrick just dropped another West Coast banger where he really went in on labeling Drake. And that was pretty much, again, like I said,
the sonic equivalent
of his dad aka Tom Hanks, walking Chet into the high school in Oakland, and everybody going nuts. And so he wraps it up and just basically says it solidified the win not only for Kendrick but for the entire West Coast. So then Tom, after reading
that, holy cow, these are fighting words. People taking sides. Who's winning?
And Chet's like, did you not just read what I said?
Like, he summed it up. Kendrick's winning. But although, listen, if I'm now reading the breakdown, I'm kind of, if I'm Drake, I'm mad too, because Drake was like looping him in like, hey, there's three of us that are like, you know, kings of rap. And then Kendrick's like got to get a big old head and say, nope, I'm the best.
Just one. Just one.
Yeah.
So I think we need to petition to maybe have Tom Hanks and Chet Hanks start a discussion or a podcast or something called Big Maine. Where Chet explains extremely online things to his father and helps out other people, maybe like Kelly
like
or
me.
Myself.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, but- yeah. Because, I mean, that was all very new information for me.
Right, so, right, exactly.
I need it broken down just like that. I need you to tell me who's winning.
So there you go. Thank you, Chet Hanks, for that dissertation on that the rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Literally the most dad thing Tom Hanks has ever done.
Yeah, I love it all. Feel good. Kelly K.
Okay, so this is kind of just a precious thing that's starting to go viral on the internet. This retiree, instead of using a dating app, posted a note, a handwritten note on a garden wall with her phone number at the bottom. Somebody snapped a pic, blurred out her personal info, shared it online. It's a retired woman interested in dancing, gardening, walks on the beach. She's looking for a gentleman who is slim, smart dressed, clean shaven, has a car, and is not disabled.
Okay.
Now, many thought the idea was sweet. Others think she's being a little too picky.
Okay.
Somebody on X said, at first, I was like, sweet, hope she finds someone. Now I've changed my mind. Others give her the benefit of the doubt, saying her wording's unnecessary, but we don't really know her story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting this in the feel good because I feel like this is going to work. She's going to find herself.
Aw, I hope so.
Someone's going to see that knows a nice gentleman who is slim, smart dressed, clean shaven, has a car, and is not disabled. And they're going to go dancing and live their best lives together.
All right. I love that.
You can see the story. We'll share it on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
It's on the way in group therapy.
It's beautiful.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can help out Cameron. Hey, Ben and Kelly, just popping in here to ask your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Just found out that I won VIP tickets for a singer I really love.
Nice.
My girlfriend, huge fan also. So I know she's going to want to go when she finds out about it.
Mm-hmm.
However, my buddy is the one who entered for me and encouraged me to try to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been there for me a lot recently, including loaning me money when I was down and out. So I feel like I need to take him, but I also don't think my girlfriend would ever forgive me. So what should I do?
In this corner, you've got the buddy.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and no. In this corner, you've got the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Good. Good question.
That is tough. That's a tough situation to be. I mean, a good situation because, yay, you got VIP tickets.
Yeah, fun.
But, yeah, that's a tough choice because, yeah, you got your buddy to thank for even getting them in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's been helping you out. You said you even owe him money.
So, you know, I think about that and I'm like, all right, maybe you just literally get them both together and you have them say, I got these tickets. I know you both want to go, and almost kind of put it out there and
on
just
them
and just literally like address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. And then maybe let them hash it out.
And so maybe
someone can maybe concede.
And so maybe it's the girlfriend or it's the friend that's like, oh no, you should go take your girlfriend. She wants to go. Or it's your girlfriend going, no. You guys go have fun. You know, maybe it's as easy as that. And you're just in your head.
I feel like that might be the best way to approach it, to be honest, if there is not a possibility to buy one more VIP ticket so that all of you can go.
I was going
to
say, you won them. And a lot of times the VIP tickets, well, I guess some of them can be purchased, but the ones that we get are things that you can't necessarily just buy, right?
Right.
So I don't know if he won it from like a radio station. And if you did...
Why is it not ours?
Yeah, what? Hang on a second.
I feel like you would have included that if it was ours.
Right.
We're going to choose not to be salty about that, though.
Yeah, maybe I am a little salty about that. You get in a mess because of another radio station, and then you come to us to help clean it up? The heck is that about? Cameron, if that is your real name...
Oh, this went sideways real quick. Okay, shoot.
James and Justin both texted in bros before hoes.
Oh, wow. Seriously? Oh, dang.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, Shannon says depends on if he's prepared to be cut off, in quotes. Take the girl. Like, she might retaliate in a way.
Oh, bye. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. What do you think? Have you ever been in this sort of situation and what transpired? Anything fun happened from it? You got a story to tell us? 502-795-1997. All of that is fun and could help.
Oh, Bethany says, tell your girlfriend your buddy won the tickets and he's taking you.
Oh, or, oh, flip it?
Yeah, or just have them play rock, paper, scissors.
Or, as I alluded to earlier.
Yeah, just be truthful.
Get him in the ring! Oh, God. Winner takes all!
Wow.
Quite simply put, we have got in the ring this morning a cage match between Cameron's buddy and Cameron's girlfriend. And who gets to go to the VIP tickets?
They have no idea they're even in the cage match. Nobody knows. And actually, E from LJ is like, poor Cameron. He just called asking for help. Now he's got seven people out to get his blood, LOL. Yeah, because we got a little salty, maybe putting two and two together that he might not have gotten these tickets from us, maybe another radio station, yet he's coming to us for help.
Yeah, I was a little salty about that. I gotta be honest, I was a little salty about that.
It's all right, though.
Look, I get that we maybe are not 100% either your favorite. Maybe we don't play the music that you like.
Or
you
we
like
don't
to
have
check
all
in,
the tickets or that you want to win.
Yeah, and so
we
you stray. And so you stray to others. I understand. We just hope that you come back to us at some point. That's
coming
all
back
we
to mom and dad to find out what to do. And we appreciate it.
Help, I got these tickets from the radio station. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Well,
Again, I'm emotional right now, and I'm lashing out because I'm emotional. All right, so Tori writes in and says, my immediate reaction was to take your friend, but does he even like the singer? Because that's not even mentioned. If he doesn't like the singer, find another way to thank him and take your girl.
That's true. And then it didn't actually mention if he entered himself in addition to Cameron.
Right.
Like, hey, if we both enter, maybe one of us will win.
Put the elephant in the room, bring them both together and be like, hey, so here's my dilemma.
Here's
the
situation.
And maybe you let them solve it for you. And instead of us, you say, hey, so you entered me into this contest. I won. Thank you. I know you really, and then point to the girlfriend. I know you really want to go too. So you see my dilemma. And maybe you just kind of say, I'm having a hard time with this. Help me out. And you say,
that might be the best way to go.
And you say it to both the girlfriend and your buddy and let them kind of choose with you. And so no feelings are hurt. So maybe it's kind of all out in the open. And you're not trying to like lie to one or the other, lie by omission, all any of that stuff.
I mean, Bethany did suggest, and this is not a bad way to go with it either, just tell your girlfriend your buddy won the tickets, he's taking you. I mean, that solves it right there. If you're feeling like you need to take the buddy and you just don't want to hurt your girlfriend's feelings, that might be the way to go.
Or you toss him into the ring, rock, paper, scissors.
Yep,
or
rock,
a
paper,
thumb
scissors.
Wrestle. You thumb wrestle.
Nah, that's probably not
going to
be fair. Girlfriend versus his buddy. Thumb wrestling. Probably not
we don't know. Maybe his buddy has dainty, clammy hands.
Well, I'm just saying. You probably, by and large, that's probably not the best way to go.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to the show for at least something.
More passive aggressiveness.
Cameron, I hope everything ends up well for you and that you're able to go to your VIP experience and that the show doesn't get canceled.
Oh, wow.
That's what I hope. I hope that for you. Don't get a flat tire on the way to the show.
This is Petty Ben that we're seeing now a little bit right now.
All right, that's group therapy. So let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Dave calling us from New Albany. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it?
It's good.
It's good, Dave. Thank you.
It's good.
So Dave's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Cherokee, is an EMS worker. And
wow.
Is currently single, but is on the prowl for a lucky lady. Says it's
nice.
A little difficult, though, with his work schedule to really connect with someone.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see that. So, Dave, like, I guess put out some things. Like, what do you like to do in your leisure time? You have any hobbies?
Well, I don't have a lot of leisure time, but I'm really into movies. That's actually something that I do on the side. I make movies and video and
oh, you make movies?
Oh, nature.
Fun,
Dave.
Oh yeah.
What kind of movies do you
stop
make?
Stop it! Stop.
The kind where the check clears.
Okay. All right.
He's being mysterious. I like that.
No, he doesn't make adult movies. I know that's what you're going for.
Everybody makes that joke every single time.
Oh, it's good to know that I am in.
Well, you're par for the course.
Par for the course.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't miss the easy putts. All right. Dave, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. Dave, you have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
I slipped off a concrete bench while I was trying to mack on this girl and broke my arm.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, trying to mack on a girl, slipped off a concrete bench, broke the arm.
The fact that he's trying to mack on a girl, it really makes you think drunk adult. So I'm just going to go with that one.
Okay.
Or could be a kid with swag. Not sure.
Could be.
It could be.
Could be. I'll stick with you, drunk adult, though.
Yeah. All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was actually a little kid.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, how old were we?
A little kid.
And the girl I was trying to mac on was Mrs. Teacher's assistant.
What? Teacher's assistant?
Wow.
Wow.
I was like in 7th or 8th grade, and she was fresh out of college. I just remember thinking she was the hottest girl I had ever seen.
Man, I'll tell you what, I have fallen into this trap.
During recess, she was out as a monitor, and I remember trying to be all smooth, and I was standing on a concrete bench trying to talk to her, and then not paying attention where I was on said bench. I went too far to one side, slipped off, and broke my arm.
Ooh. Oh, dang it.
I have never been more embarrassed in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
The teacher
would have been inappropriate for her to take you up on your advances.
Teacher, when I was in 6th grade, was Mrs. Jocko. And Ms. Jocko, she was unmarried. Oh. And she was just.
Wow.
She
easy.
She knew. She
easy.
Knew she had every boy in her class.
Well, if it made them pay attention more, then that's great.
All right. Dave, you're 0 for 1. Here we go.
Next. What I want to know is what middle school has recess?
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking the same thing. Like, recess ends after 5th grade, right?
Well, it sounded like he was a little bit older, so maybe this was a little bit
back in my day.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
We had an hour. Yeah.
Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Dave, 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I adopted a cat at the Humane Society.
Okay, that's very random.
Okay, that's not really a bad decision.
Right, exactly.
Unless it was not authorizing
right,
a little kid.
Right, I was going to say, a little kid and she manages to adopt a cat without her parents' consent or, I don't know.
I feel like there's going to be some really funny story involving being drunk. So I'm going drunk adult again.
Drunk adult again.
You know what? That could very well be. That could be like a random drunk decision that you regretted later.
Okay, both of you saying drunk adult.
Okay.
So I was a drunk adult.
Yes!
Oh,
a drunk adult.
I need a kitty cat. I need a kitty cat.
and I had just broken up with my fiance at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend and I went to Puerto Vallarta and the Mexican restaurant, and we got a bunch of margaritas. I said, I want to adopt a cat.
I want to adopt a cat after a bunch of margs.
So she took me to the Humane Society, and they let me adopt a cat when I was drunk on margaritas.
Well, there you go. You know what?
Wow.
They're like, it's yours now. No takesies, backsies.
I'm going to love it forever.
I bet
forever.
You will.
Forever.
I bet you
forever.
Will.
Forever.
All right. Dave, you got that one right. Good job.
That's great.
All right. Well, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got attacked by a cement goose.
That person sounds very familiar.
What?
Did you go out in the room and like record that and come back in?
This person was attacked by a cement goose.
Okay. I can't wait to hear if the answer is recorded or not. Did you email it to BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com?
It's Dave's turn.
Oh, sorry.
Attack
by a cement goose. A cement goose attack.
I'm going with a little kid.
Little kid.
I don't know why.
All right.
Mainly because I said a drunk adult for everything else.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go with little kid for this person as well.
All right. Both of you are thinking this person got attacked by a cement goose as a little kid. It is.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh. It is recorded. I love that the answer is recorded, too.
Drunk adult.
Sticking to the format. Okay.
We were in college, walking back from a bar like a responsible human being, and my buddy sees a cement goose on the porch of a neighbor and was like, hey, we need that for our house.
Oh, I mean, as anybody walking by would see it, one of those cement goose with like the little slicker on and the
that's
little hat.
That's when you want to steal decor. Sure.
So I scurry up there and try to grab the cement goose by the neck and take it to our apartment.
No.
I don't know if you've ever tried to pick one of those up. They're very, very heavy.
Mm.
It was winter, so it was icy. I slip on the driveway and it pecks my leg and pecks a big old hole out of my leg. So, yep, still got a scar to this day, attacked by a cement goose.
Wait, but did it break, and did you put it back where it lived before?
Listen, details are sketchy. Whoever this person was that submitted this little kid drunk adult, I'm sure they probably left it at the base of the driveway because it was icy and they were drunk.
Okay.
And yes, we're glazing over the fact that this person was trying to steal said cement goose.
Yes. Lawn decor. Sure. All right. Wow.
So, Dave, you're wrong.
Yes, I was very wrong about that. and I feel bad.
I feel bad for that person, too. I don't feel bad for
you,
Dave.
I feel like that person's been a part of a couple of lawn crimes before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Track record of some lawn crimes.
All right, whatever. It's little kid, drunk adult. Dave, we're going to hook you up anyways, all right?
Oh, good. Something came out of it.
Okay, something came out of it. That's right. You can ride the gravy coaster there at Holiday World and Splash and Safari. So congrats, buddy.
Oh, awesome.
All right, hang on. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. And thanks for hanging out with the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So we need more stories so that we don't have to have our good friends participate as much.
You know what? That person sounds like a very charming, hilarious individual who would be a fun person to hang out with.
Absolutely. Also guilty of many lawn crimes. So if you have one that you would like to contribute, please email us a voice note of you giving us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, just as you heard, explained. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. They had a tribute to Katy Perry last night on American Idol. A little 7 years. She was a judge.
It was Sunday night, yeah.
Oh, was it? Did I say last night? You can tell I follow American Idol quite a bit. It was the finale, right? There was a winner?
It was the grand finale. They've crowned a winner. It's all been up on the website all yesterday.
All right. Well, I didn't see that either. Who was the winner?
Abby Carter. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
You can see a lot of the performances. They have Bon Jovi performed with the top three. NKOTB performed.
That's
with
new kids
one
on
of
the block.
Contestants.
Yeah.
Yes, with Keiko, who is actually I started following him on Instagram. He's really good. And there's a really great performance with Katie and one of the contestants, Jack. Somebody, and they are on these pedestals, and she's wearing this huge dress that kind of gets revealed as she goes up higher, mm-hmm. and it's got all the faces of the contestants over the last 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Pretty cool. That's a great song, too.
They kind of honored her by singing a couple of her biggest songs, California Girls and Teenage Dream. Does that sound like Kidz Bop to you?
A little bit. In that particular section, but uh-huh. the rest of the performance, it's all the female contestants.
Yeah, Teenage Dream.
Couple, yeah, they all kind of had solos. And yeah. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. The way you turn me on, I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
I mean, sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds all
it
right.
It was good. All right. Yeah, Katie was living her best life. She was eating a slice of pizza on stage and
yeah,
all
it.
The sorts of stuff. Yeah, she looked great, and it was looks like a really fun finale. So we got kind of the best highlight videos.
So
at
if
WDJX.com for you,
like me, had mm-hmm. no clue that American Idol A had finished up their latest season.
Right.
Crowned a champion.
Yep.
C wasn't actually last night.
Yep.
D was Katy Perry's farewell swan
yep.
song. Then
all
you can recap
learned.
It all up at
yep.
WDJX.com.
We are there at the beginning for the auditions, and then we chat me in now at the very end.
Yeah.
After
yeah,
it happens.
That's kind of like what we do. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can DM us. Sorry, the emphasis was weird on that. Janice, she sent us a DM.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. So my 10-year-old son was invited to a sleepover this past weekend.
All right.
We didn't get the call until about an hour before he was supposed to be there. The mom called, invited our son over, and my husband rushed around to drop him off. We didn't know it was a birthday party.
Oh.
And apparently my son was the only kid there that didn't bring a present.
Oh.
There were no formal invitations sent, but it was obvious that everyone else at the party knew it was a birthday party because they brought presents. My question is this. Am I obligated to buy this kid a present after the fact? I'm inclined to say no, but I don't want the birthday boy's parents talking trash about my kid and potentially ruining his chances of getting invited to other parties. I personally think it was rude not to send out invitations in the first place. So what do you think? Thank you.
Is anyone else thinking, Janice, you just didn't get the first round of invites? And then maybe it was kind of an afterthought, like, oh, we didn't invite so-and-so? Oh, gosh.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
We'll
yeah,
give him
we
a
need
call
to make
quick.
Sure that, yes, yes.
And
that's
see,
what it feels like.
That's what it feels like to me, too. And
like maybe the mom, the hosting mom, realized at the last minute, oh my gosh, this kid was left off the
right.
initial round of invitations. We got to make sure that he knows he's invited.
So yeah, and with that in mind, I probably would just, you know, maybe send your son over with a birthday present and just says, hey, you know, we were rushing around just to try and get there. You know, we didn't get a present for your kid, whatever.
Right, since we found out about the party an hour before it started.
Right. So maybe
you didn't have a lot of time to shop.
Maybe that's the easiest thing to do. And it's
I
not
feel like,
a
yeah.
huge ordeal, or it doesn't have to be a huge ordeal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like she got the original invitation and just forgot to put it on the calendar or something. It sounds like
oh,
they
what
didn't
if,
get initially.
Wait, what if the kid got invited and just
and forgot to tell his
and
mom?
And just never took it out of his backpack or whatever?
That could very well be. I'm wondering if Janice checked the backpack.
Oh,
like sometimes
shoot.
They do take those to school and just pass them out in class.
Yeah, right, right.
Maybe that happened and then the kid just forgot to show it to his mom.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think you follow up with a present. Like, hey, sorry, this was kind of last minute for us too. So
it could have very well been
maybe the hosting mom didn't get an RSVP, just called an hour before the party, just like, hey,
you coming?
Just wanted to remind you, are you coming?
Well, I think that would have been clear, though.
It would have been clear. Yeah,
that would have been clear.
Like, hey, you should have known you were invited.
All right. Well, are we saying the kind of the same thing?
It's not a bad thing to go ahead and get the kid a present. Just say, hey, sorry, you know, with an hour's notice, we didn't have time to go shopping, but we wanted to make sure that we got him a gift.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
And thank you so much for inviting him to the party. He had a great time.
Even if he didn't.
Even if he didn't. Don't let your kids talk smack about my kid.
That's right. That's right. All right, Janice, thanks for DMing us. Hopefully that helps. That is diving into the DMs on 99.7 DJX. So let's get to a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Randy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my buddy Lee works for a printing company, does a lot of graduation invites, wedding invites, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty straight-laced, so I want to mess with him a little and have you phone tap him. It'll be hysterical. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so we're going to hear from Tony Hassenpepper. He's going to give Lee an offer he can't refuse when it comes to Tony's upcoming wedding.
Hey.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Printing, this is Lee.
Hey, Lee, is it? Hey, it's Tony Hassenpepper. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How can I help you?
So, you guys print wedding invitations and save the date cards and stuff like that, right?
We sure do. Do you have a wedding coming up?
Yeah, in about 2 months. But here's the deal.
Okay.
My fiance came up with a list of 100 people to invite.
All right.
But here's the thing. I can't really afford a 100-person wedding. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people I don't even know. You know, old friends of hers and relatives I haven't even met. You know?
I'm still not clear on what you're saying here.
So listen, I need to reduce this guest list to something I can afford. You know, there's some people on my fiance's side that I didn't really want it there anyway. So I'm going to start cutting from her side of the list.
Oh my God.
And she'll be okay with that?
Lee, listen. She's not going to know about this. I need you to work with me on this, okay?
I don't know.
Look, I don't want to upset my fiance, right? And I know you wouldn't want to upset her either.
Oh, God.
I guess not.
So here's the thing. I'm going to email you a list of the 50 people I want to get the invitation to be on the list, all right?
Okay.
And then I'll send you a separate list of the 50 people I don't want at the wedding. Those people will get an invitation too, but listen, it'll have a different date on it.
Oh my God!
It'll be
God.
A week later.
No!
Are you kidding?
No. Then on our actual wedding day, yeah, there will be some people missing, but my fiance will be occupied. She'll just think that they didn't come, right?
And what happens a week later, like when the other people show up because they got a different date?
Listen, we'll be on our honeymoon, so who cares? It'll mostly be her dumb out-of-town friends and relatives anyway.
Wait. So you're going to have people travel from out of town for this wedding, and you're giving them the wrong date?
Genius. Am I right?
Oh,
well, what happens when your fiance finds out?
Listen, that's where you come in. I just tell her there must have been a mistake at the printers.
Wow. So you want me to take the blame for messing up her invitations and essentially wrecking her wedding?
Listen, don't worry about it. You print the two sets of invitations with the two different wedding dates, and I'll make it worth your while. I'll throw in an extra $50 for you.
No. I'm not going to print invitations with the wrong date on them. This is a crazy idea.
All right, $60, but that's my final offer.
No. Are you kidding? Your girlfriend's going to be so mad if she finds out about this.
Now, how would she find out about this? You wouldn't tell on me, would you? Or maybe you think she's listening to this on the radio.
On the radio? What?
Yeah. Hey, Lee. Hi, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX.
Wow.
It's a little phone tap.
Oh, you guys kidding me? Wow, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I thought you were serious.
No, Lee, come on. The voice, I couldn't be serious with that. Randy actually sent us the email and put us up to it.
Oh, Randy, huh? Okay, that was a good one.
Hey, and if you do something, this one little favor for me today.
You're in the family.
And maybe someday I'll repay that favor.
Or if you don't do this, you might be swimming with the fishes.
That was implied, Kelly.
Oh, sorry.
There wasn't.
Did I go too hard?
Yeah.
That was get too deep into character?
All right, there you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here, we are going to get to a feel-good story, but did you see the pictures of Haley, Eminem's daughter, getting married?
Oh, yes. Is that the second one that's got married? Because I feel like he had another daughter get married, right? Or is it the same one they're just now showing pictures?
I think they're just now showing pictures.
Okay.
Got married to Evan, and she just shared the news on Instagram. But I'm looking at pictures of Eminem, because Eminem is in attendance, obviously, at his daughter's wedding.
Uh-huh.
And he has such a gruff look and wearing sunglasses. Like
resting bee face?
Yes. He looks like he could be in the Secret Service.
Yes.
Like serious as a heart attack.
Yep.
And standing and...
It's like, you can't manage a smile on my wedding day, Dad.
Right. When he's getting photos with his daughter, just his daughter and her new husband and him.
And he looks like the all-American guy. Like, he is, handsome, clean cut. You know, he's got just like the manicured kind of,
you're talking about the husband. Scruff.
The husband.
Yeah. Not Eminem.
Right? Yes. No, but he did get, his other daughter, Elena, got married 11 months ago. So there was, this is the second
of his
daughters to get married.
Okay.
All so right. Yes.
I got a little confused by that.
Yeah. So Haley is married now, and his new son-in-law just looks like he is Mr. All-American.
Now, so I guess Haley is the more popular of the two, just because she was the muse for a lot of his early songs.
Yeah, and she's had a podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's pretty popular.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so they say the best criminals have calling cards, right? Like the Wet Bandits from the classic Home Alone movie.
I love that that's your first example.
Well, yeah, that's really the only example I have. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being tempted by delicious Funyuns when you're committing crimes, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Foiled by Funyuns?
Yes. This out of Indianapolis. Alonzo. Aww. So it didn't take police long to find poor Alonzo. First, he hit up the Dollar Tree, tried to pay with a fake $100 bill, then demanded money from the register. Then he went from there to the Big Lots, probably in the same little strip mall, right?
Yeah.
And did a similar thing, stealing cash. This time also, saw that delicious bag of Funyuns.
Oh, I need a little snack first.
Grabbed the Funyuns. So police, they were looking at surveillance footage. They connected the two crimes. They caught Alonzo's license plate on it, so they paid a visit to Alonzo. And that's when... 30 minutes later, they saw not only his car, but the Funyuns.
Oh, dang it. Didn't take him long to crack the case.
Not at all.
Follow the trail of Funyuns.
Hey, Alonzo, you got a receipt for that bag of Funyuns?
Listen, I tried to pay. It's not my fault that the bill was fake. What else am I supposed to do to get my Funyuns?
right, exactly. Putting the fun in Funyuns, Alonzo, there in Indianapolis. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Dang it.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX. Shout out to Emily, who is graduating with an associate in science and radiography at Ball State.
Radiography? What is radiography?
That's what it says, radiography.
It's not radiology. I've heard of radiology.
I know.
Is it different now?
Kelly, just because it's above your head and mine doesn't mean that it's false.
Yeah, okay.
We're just shouting Emily out, who is a graduate, a class of 2024 here, seniors on 99.7 DJX. Graduated Mercy Academy. Kaylee is graduating from Mercy Academy, attending U of L in the fall. So that's pretty cool. Staying close. Carson, he is graduating from DeSales, attending U of L too. Brooklyn. Went to Central Hardin High School, so graduating from there. She looks great. Her little graduation picture there on train tracks. Watch out. Toot, toot, all aboard.
Okay. All right.
Sandy shouting out her senior attending Sullivan University in the fall. So that's pretty cool. She didn't actually say the name of her graduate. So
that's okay.
It's all right. We'll
it's a minor detail.
Minor
that
detail.
We
the
forgot.
Picture's there. Yes.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
do we know all these graduates? How do we know all these people were shouting out? Brooklyn, she is graduating from Central Hardin, attending Elizabethtown Community and Technical College. So that's pretty cool.
We're driving around neighborhoods. We're looking for the signs in the yard, and then we're peeking in the windows.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we find out.
Yeah, we're just asking people who are, you know, walking by, looking like they might be graduating, like Kaylin, who is going to be attending International Trucks Upton Academy in Chicago.
Oh, is that going to be like being a truck driver? That sounds like a truck driving school.
It does look like it says for a year to complete the diesel technician program.
Oh, diesel technician. Wow.
Then he's going to be a master certified as a diesel technician for International Trucks.
We need those.
Yeah, his work is paying 100% of the tuition. So that's not a bad gig at all.
Fantastic.
Graduating from Fairdale. So, yeah, good for you. So, yeah, if you want to shout your senior out, you can. Just go to WDJX.com. All of them there, and congrats to the graduating class of 2024. I like how we get group therapy submissions every single day here on 99.7 DJX. But sometimes I feel like you use us for the therapy, but you go to other radio stations or shows for prizes.
Well, listen, we can't say that we're a one-stop shop for everything you would ever want to win ever. We can't say that. We try to find the most popular things we think people are going to want, but maybe there are a few others out there in the world who might offer you some experiences tickets that you might want that we don't have.
Well, that's what Cameron did, and that's what we felt in our heart was happening.
Now, listen, it could have been our sister station. Right? Just down the hall. They have different sets of tickets than we do. They could have been keeping it in the family.
This is true.
Ask.
We have five brothers and sisters in the radio fam here here in our little building. So maybe
we're just going to choose to think it was one of them.
Maybe it was one of our younger siblings.
And that offense is not nearly as grave as if they were not in the building.
If they were, yeah, right, exactly. Anyways, if you want to catch up on what you missed, podcast, great way to do it, WDJX.com, tap listen, or Facebook also. We post a lot of the stuff that we talk about on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see what's going down and comment and all that.
Yeah, because, you know, they do, hopefully, that everyone that asks for advice does go back and mine through the comments on the Facebook post as well.
Yep. What else, Kelly?
Oh, there's lots of things to check out on the website. If you you do have to kind of circle back and check out the most dad thing that Tom Hanks ever did when it comes to asking his son, hey, explain that Kendrick Lamar Drake rap feud to me. And
yeah,
this is the most hysterical explanation.
Chet gave it to him, and I think he helped everyone out.
He did. He did. Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. So, yeah, just like Tom Hanks, I was educated by Chet Hanks on that whole thing. So that's up there. Jason Momoa looks like he has a new girlfriend and hearts are breaking all over the place.
Oh, you mean it's not the guys from Scrubs?
No.
Haven't you seen that like T-Mobile commercial?
Oh, yes, yes.
Where
from the Super Bowl? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still running, but yeah, they, it's a very love story sort of commercial there with Jason Momoa.
An actress that she's actually starring in Hitman with Glenn Powell on Netflix right now. That seems to be his new girlfriend, their Instagram official. You can see the whole story, all the things, catch up, WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.